Hey, Kermit the Frog here, and I'd like to say that I listen all the time to the LifeSpring podcast, and here's your host, Mr. Steve Webb. He's such a nice guy, you know.
Well, hi everybody, it's Adam Curry, and you're about to witness the LifeSpring podcast.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004. Well, that's going back in time just a few years. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since this date in 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we'll read through the entire Bible together in a year. The website is lifespringmedia.com. Welcome to the 18th anniversary show of LifeSpring Media. We'll talk about that later, but we are all here to read God's Word, aren't we? So let's get to it. This is Epistle Sunday. We'll read Romans 13 and 14. I'm calling today's episode, Watch Your Toes. And since it is Sunday, we do have a time of prayer today. And before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this time around your word, and we ask you to make it alive to us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's go. Romans chapter 13. All of you must yield to the government rulers. No one rules unless God has given him the power to rule, and no one rules now without that power from God. So those who are against the government are really against what God has commanded, and they will bring punishment on themselves. Those who do right do not have to fear the rulers, only those who do wrong fear them. Do you want to be unafraid of the rulers? Then do what is right, and they will praise you. The ruler is God's servant to help you, but if you do wrong, then be afraid. He has the power to punish. He is God's servant to punish those who do wrong. So you must yield to the government, not only because you might be punished, but because you know it is right. This is also why you pay taxes. Rulers are working for God and give their time to their work. Pay everyone, then, what you owe. If you owe any kind of tax, pay it. Show respect and honor to them all. Do not owe people anything. Except always owe love to each other, because the person who loves others has obeyed all the law. The law says, you must not be guilty of adultery. You must not murder anyone. You must not steal. You must not want to take your neighbor's things. All these commands and all others are really only one rule. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love never hurts a neighbor, so loving is obeying all the law. Do this because we live in an important time. It is now time for you to wake up from your sleep, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost finished, and the day is almost here. So we should stop doing things that belong to darkness and take up the weapons used for fighting in the light. Let us live in a right way, like people who belong to the day. We should not have wild parties or get drunk. There should be no sexual sins of any kind, no fighting or jealousy. But clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and forget about satisfying your sinful self. Romans chapter 14. Accept into your group someone who is weak in faith, and do not argue about opinions. One person believes it is right to eat all kinds of food, but another, who is weak, believes it is right to eat only vegetables. The one who knows that it is right to eat any kind of food must not reject the one who eats only vegetables. And the person who eats only vegetables must not think that the one who eats all foods is wrong, because God has accepted that person. You cannot judge another person's servant. The master decides if the servant is doing well or not, and the Lord's servant will do well because the Lord helps him do well. Some think that one day is more important than another, and others think that every day is the same. Let all be sure in their own mind. Those who think one day is more important than other days are doing that for the Lord. And those who eat all kinds of food are doing that for the Lord, and they give thanks to God. Others who refuse to eat some foods do that for the Lord, and they give thanks to God. We do not live or die for ourselves. If we live, we are living for the Lord. And if we die, we are dying for the Lord. So, living or dying, we belong to the Lord. The reason Christ died and rose from the dead to live again was so he would be Lord over both the dead and the living. So why do you judge your brothers or sisters in Christ? And why do you think you are better than they are? We will all stand before God to be judged, because it is written in the Scriptures, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, everyone will bow before me. Everyone will say that I am God." So each of us will have to answer to God. For that reason, we should stop judging each other. We must make up our minds not to do anything that will make another Christian sin. I am in the Lord Jesus, and I know that there is no food that is wrong to eat. But if a person believes something is wrong, that thing is wrong for them. If you hurt your brother's or sister's faith because of something you eat, you are not really following the way of love. Do not destroy someone's faith by eating food he thinks is wrong, because Christ died for him. Do not allow what you think is good to become what others say is evil. In the kingdom of God, eating and drinking are not important. The important things are living right with God, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Anyone who serves Christ by living this way is pleasing God and will be accepted by other people. So let us try to do what makes peace and helps one another. Do not let the eating of food destroy the work of God. All foods are all right to eat, but it is wrong to eat food that causes someone else to sin. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that will cause your brother or sister to sin. Your beliefs about these things should be kept secret between you and God. People are happy if they can do what they think is right without feeling guilty. But those who eat something without being sure it is right are wrong, because they did not believe it was right. Anything that is done without believing it is right is a sin.
Well, beloved, Paul's scope today was pretty broad, wasn't it? He started off with a message that's hard to swallow if you're at all politically minded, or if you watch the news. And by the way, I don't recommend immersing yourself in keeping up with the 24-hour news cycle. That's a sure way to madness, in my opinion. Here again are the first two verses of Romans chapter 13. All of you must yield to the government rulers. No one rules unless God has given him the power to rule, and no one rules now without that power from God. So those who are against the government are really against what God has commanded, and they will bring punishment on themselves. You know, I've lived long enough to live under political administrations that I agreed with and those that I disagreed with, vehemently. Everything's peachy if I agree with the powers that be, but when I don't, I really have to remind myself of Paul's words. I need to remind myself that God is in control, even when it seems that the current rulers are against everything I believe. I have to have faith that God knows what he's doing. And of course, he does. Now, before I move on to the next point, I spoke in some detail about our response as Christians to political leadership that seems to be at odds with God's standards. I encourage you to listen to that episode. It's at lifespringmedia.com/S12E048. I'll have a link to that episode on the show notes page for today's episode, too, and that's at lifespringmedia.com/S13E043. Now, let's move on. So Paul was looking first at the macro, the big picture. Now he moves to the micro, the close-up stuff. He focuses on our relationships with individuals, how we get along with our fellow man. He makes it sound so easy. He says, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." Yeah, Paul, but have you met my neighbor? There's nothing remotely lovable about that guy. He's petty, he's cantankerous, he's foul-mouthed, he's mean. He's let his house fall into disrepair. He has junk in his driveway, for crying out loud. What's that, Paul? Oh, yeah. There was nothing much lovable about me when Jesus called me. And maybe there still isn't. Okay, that hurts. Jesus, help me to see my neighbor through your eyes. Help me to love him like you love him, Lord, and like you love me, even though I don't deserve it. Well, beloved, how's that for homework? No one said this life of faith was easy. Do you have a neighbor like that? Maybe someone you work with? Maybe a family member? Pray for them this week, and then pray for yourself.
This is Adrena Thorpe, and you're listening to the LifeSpring Podcast with Steve Webb.
Well, did I step on any toes today? Sorry about that. Tell me about it. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511. And of course, if you're outside the U.S., put a +1 at the beginning of the number. You can also comment at comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I want to hear from you, and I'll read your note or play your audio comment right here on the show. Tomorrow is the Law Monday, and we'll read Genesis 24 through 27.
Hi, Steve. It's James from the UK here. I wanted to say congratulations on getting to show 101. I knew you'd make it. And you know what they say, the first 100 are the hardest. So keep up the great work, and God bless.
Well, we're now officially into the holiday season, aren't we? And I'd like to do something new and something old. First, the old. This goes all the way back to 2006. Hi there, this is Steve Webb.
With James Cooper, and we're here to invite you to listen to the LifeSpring Why Christmas show beginning on December the 1st.
And continuing with a show a day right up to Christmas Day.
That's right, for a fourth year in a row, we're bringing you a fun series of shows in which we'll share some fun Christmas facts.
Like why we celebrate on December 25th, how Christmas card giving began, some corny Christmas jokes.
Yes, and how to say Merry Christmas in different languages. Why mistletoe is part of our Christmas customs?
That's one of my favorite things about Christmas.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? And we share some of the true meaning of Christmas.
And this year we're having a contest.
Yes, some lucky listener will win a signed copy of Brian Duncan's Great Christmas CD, A Neo Soul Christmas.
So be sure to get over to LifespringYChristmas.com and subscribe to the show or search for LifeSpring Why Christmas in the iTunes store so you won't miss a single episode.
Merry Christmas!
James and I did several seasons of the LifeSpring Why Christmas show, and this year I'm going to rerun season 4. And my buddy Brian Duncan is making a CD of his Neo Soul Christmas album available this year that he will autograph to this year's winner. Now, if you're subscribed to the LifeSpring Media All Shows feed, you won't have to do anything to get the shows. But if you're not, you'll want to subscribe to that feed or the LifeSpring Why Christmas show feed in your podcast app. It's a fun show. I think you'll like it. So, that's the old part. Now for the new part. Sister Denise sent a couple of questions about Christmas to me a few days ago, and I thought it would be fun to see what questions you have too. We'll do a sort of Christmas FAQ. We'll do questions and answers. Send your questions in, preferably using the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511, or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and put in the subject line, Christmas Questions. Depending on how many questions come in, we'll answer them throughout the month of December, leading up to Christmas Day. The sooner you send your questions in, the better. Don't be like me. Don't be a procrastinator. But I am going to put a cutoff date of December 21st. Here's the best part. I reached out to my old friend James Cooper, all the way over in merry old England, and he'll be the one to answer your questions. James is the expert on everything Christmas. He was my co-host on the LifeSpring Why Christmas show because he has probably the most visited Christmas information website in the world. He's been a part of the LifeSpring family almost since the very beginning, and every year he literally gets millions of visitors to his website, whychristmas.com. So it'll be fun to have him on the show to answer your questions, and I really do want a lot of participation on this, so send your questions in right away while you're thinking about it, and check out his website, whychristmas.com.
Hi, this is Michael Francis. I'm sitting here with Steve Webb of the LifeSpring Podcast. Hope you enjoy the show.
This is Trevor of the Scribe Music Show, and you're listening to Steve on the LifeSpring Podcast, hitting you right between the ears with a message of hope, love, and good news.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Lowry, and you're listening to my good friend Steve Webb right here on the LifeSpring Podcast.
Well, it's fun to hear those again. Those are some of the friends I've made along the way, and it was great being able to meet these and many others because of the LifeSpring Podcast. But even better than that is meeting people like this.
Hey, Steve. This is Andy Baker, just calling to wish you and the LifeSpring family a happy 18th. God bless.
That's Andy Baker, one of the newest members of the LifeSpring family, and I'm so thankful for your call. Thank you, Andy. And then there's this special lady.
Hello, sweetheart. Just calling to say congratulations on 18 seasons of shows. What a terrific ride this has been, and I'm so grateful to all your LifeSpring family, our LifeSpring family, that have been such a big part of our lives and giving you so much encouragement, and we love to hear from them. But I just wanted to say how proud I am to have such a wonderful man of God that chooses to follow the Lord and sacrifice his time to give what he thinks God wants him to give. And I am blessed. Thank you so much for letting God use you. And thank you to the LifeSpring family for coming along in the journey. And we hope to hear from more of you soon. Take care and everybody have a wonderful evening. Bye.
There she is, the one, the only, lovely Lady Leanne. Listen, truly, if it were not for her support from the very first time I told her that I felt God calling me to create the very first Christian podcast, and all through these years, never wavering, sacrificing time so that I could be behind this microphone, I would not be talking to you right now. She brings sunshine to my life every day. She's gracious, she's talented, she's generous, thoughtful, wise, and creative. And this New Year's Eve, we'll be celebrating our 33rd anniversary. Yep, the magic number. And if her putting up with me for 33 years doesn't speak about her patience, I don't know what does. And I know a lot of podcasters whose wives do not listen to their shows, but Leanne listens to every episode of this show. Now that's support. Thank you, sweetheart.
Hey, what's up? I'm Toby Mack, and you're listening to my man Steve Webb on, that's a great name for a podcast, man, on LifeSpring Podcast.
Hey, Steve, congratulations. This is Jimmy Bratcher. One successful year of the LifeSpring Podcast. Way to go.
Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and I can't believe it's been an amazing 1 year for Steve and LifeSpring Radio. Congratulations and happy anniversary!
So you've heard a few of the old clips from the early days. I think you can tell it's been a fun ride over these 18 years, but I can truly say that I'm having more fun now than ever. Why? Because you're interacting with me more than ever. The notes you send to me are so encouraging. Back in the day, back in the early days, back when podcasting first started, most people didn't have any idea what a podcast was. So there were fewer people getting involved with the show. But when you write in and when you participate with your time, talent, or treasure, it really makes it a pleasure to come into the studio and crack the mic. I'm here because God called me, and I am and always will be thankful to Him for the privilege. It's a truly humbling thing. But your participation, your feedback, takes it to another level. God is using you to confirm to me that I'm doing what I was meant to do. So from the bottom of my heart, family, thank you.
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Now, I've got some people to thank today. Our executive producer today is Brother Paul of Seattle. He sent in his weekly $22.22 Roe of Ducks donation. Thank you, Brother Paul. You know I appreciate you. God bless you. And we've got some associate producers today. Andy Baker sent in $188.88 with the note, Happy 18th. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it. God bless you. And Joshua Dubrava sent in $118 with no note. Joshua, thank you. I appreciate it, even with no note. God bless you. And Mike Hainer sent in his weekly donation of $7.77. Mike is my neighbor over in Not That Paris, California. Thanks, Mike. God bless you. And Sister Kirsty sent in a donation with this note, $18.13 for 18 years on the 13th. What a faithful worker for the Lord. Well, thank you, Kirsty. You truly are a blessing. And James Smith sent in $18 with no note. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. God bless you. And then I got this note. It's from Villain J1. Okay, here we go. ITM Steve, in the morning to you, Villain J1. He continues, I heard your producer call out on the No Agenda show and checked out the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible podcast shortly after. I've been listening since the first episode of the current season, but it was when I heard your post-read commentary on the episode titled Genesis 4 through 7, Genesis Q&A, that I knew I had been led to something special and that I'd be sticking around. Well, thank you for that. He says, my $18 value contribution isn't going to make it by November 13th, but that's because I saw a check option on the donate page at lifespringmedia.com/support. I couldn't help but go the old school route. I want to remind your listeners that many banks and credit unions have forms on their websites or apps where you just enter some info and the bank will mail a check for you. It's as easy as any other web-based method for sending money. God bless you and yours, and thank you for your good work. And he has a P.S. Have you checked out the Canary Cry News Talk podcast? It's a news analysis show like No Agenda, but from a biblical worldview. I highly recommend it. Well, Villain J1, thank you so much for the note. Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the recommendation. I haven't had a chance to listen to the Canary Cry podcast yet, but I have subscribed. Thank you to everyone for your donations. It just really does warm my heart to know that you truly value the show and that you're gracious enough to return some of that value back. I truly do appreciate each of you, and God bless you right down to your toes. Prayer requests. While there isn't any news today about Kathy, she's resting, gaining her strength for further tests in about a week. But wait, there is a praise. Dell told me today that she was hungry for a McRib sandwich from McDonald's. Other than the fact that her selection doesn't sound at all enticing to me, the fact that she was hungry for anything is a great sign. So, Lord, more of that, more of that. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for your greatness, for your grace, for your love. Thank you for making it possible to know you through your word, and thank you for making fellowship with you possible through the sacrifice of your only begotten Son, Jesus. None of us are worthy. There is nothing that we could do to bridge the gap between you and us, but because of your love for us, you did it all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, today I thank you for bringing strength and an appetite to Kathy. In Jesus' name, I ask that you continue to bring healing to her. Scans show that the cancer is still in her body, but we ask you to remove it. Heal her, Lord, please, in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the LifeSpring family. Lord, where they have needs, I ask that you meet them. Where there is loneliness, bring fellowship. Where there are financial pressures, give wisdom and means. Where there is sadness, bring joy. Wherever the needs are, Lord, you are our supply, and I ask that you work in your perfect, loving way. Make your presence known in each life, Lord. And now, Father, I thank you for calling me to this work. I don't know why you called me, but I am grateful. I pray that you would take my feeble efforts and use them for your purpose. I pray that you'll be magnified and that people will put their faith in Jesus as we read and talk about your word together. I pray this in his name. Amen. We do this every Sunday and every Wednesday, so before next Wednesday's show, if you have a prayer request or a praise, please do go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com, fill out the form you find there, and give me whatever information you want me to have. If you want to remain anonymous, no problem. prayer.lifespringmedia.com.
Hi, Brian Duncan here, Steve Webb's personal friend of mine on the LifeSpring podcast.
Welcome to LifeSpring. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Remember, it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter your age, your sex, your station in life. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" LifeSpring is about answering that question and the question of how and why the answer can and does affect your life today. What will you find here? You'll find music, conversation, and reasons to believe. Sister Kirsty does the newsletter, Brother Sean of San Pedro does the chapters, and Sister Denise corrects the transcripts. I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you so very much. Thanks to all of you who made today's show possible. Thank you for your notes, for your calls, and for your donations. Brother Paul of Seattle, Andy Baker, Joshua Dubrava, Mike Hainer, Sister Kirsty, James Smith, and Villain J1. What a name. Comment on the show by calling the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511, by going to comment.lifespringmedia.com, or by emailing me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let me hear from you. Tell me what you're thinking. If you're glad the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is here, please do support it in proportion to the amount of value you receive. Take a look at lifespringmedia.com/support, see if it makes sense to you, then pray about it and ask God what He would have you do, and then follow His leading. Thank you for joining me on the 18th anniversary show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
All the programs in the LifeSpring Media family are made possible by the generous gifts of people like you.